All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, here we are, another football season. I'm excited. You've been at camp, watching your team practice. Seems like you're excited, too.
Yes, sir. It's it's time to get going. Those guys have worked hard. We started the off-season program back in April. And OTAs and training camp, a lot of meetings, a lot of film sessions. And so it's good to get out on the field and play against another team now. So we're all looking forward to tonight.
A lot of different guys. There's turnover every year. And you go back to free agency, obviously, the OTAs that you talk about, the throwing sessions. It seemed like you had a pep in your step. You had some excitement because you're seeing some young guys make some jumps. Who may be some of those guys that made a jump that maybe didn't quite look the same last year, but something happens that next year and it clicks for them?
Well, I think that's a big jump for most players is from year one to year two. So, the guys that had an opportunity for us last year. To get started, some played more than others. Guys like Rivers and Wise, Jacob Hollister, Cross, and guys like that. Adam Butler. They're just ahead of where they were last year. We'll see how far it goes and where it takes them. But they have a lot more experience and confidence under their belt than they did this time last year, and so that's been a good thing.
Seems like you have some more depth on defense, too, with the addition of guys like Claiborne, Shelton. You haven't talked a lot about Shelton, but you see that guy, it seems like he could take on two guys at one time. And then you watch guys like 95, 91, Rivers and Rivers and Wise, and it seems like they're more athletic. And then you got Trey Flowers. You're going to have some options up front to have an athletic front versus a big front, guys like Malcolm Brown, too.
Yeah, I think I think you hit it there. We have some guys coming back from injury that weren't with us last year, like Valentine and Rivers. We've added some veteran players like Claiborne, like Shelton. And we've also drafted some players on the defensive side of the ball as well, some corners, a couple linebackers. So I think with the combination of those three, players that were injured, players that we added, players that we drafted, and then just the general development of some of the guys that did play last year, guys like Dietrich Wise, good example, and the continued development of some of our younger players, like Jonathan Jones and guys like that, that hopefully we can, Atlanta Roberts, that we'll be better as a unit there. So I hope so.
Stephon Gilmore, watching him last year from up top and not really down in tight seeing things, but it seems like he sort of followed the pack around. When you would move from drill to drill, meaning he would follow the defensive backs around. This year, I see he and Devin McCourty out at the front of that pack. Did that happen organically? Now, that you're into it, he feels like this is his secondary. He becomes a leader. It's just nice to see that with him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he certainly feels a lot more comfortable in the system and communication with his teammates and just, all the things that come in year two that are more comfortable in year one. So he's done a great job of giving us leadership, of being, a strong player, not just doing his job and playing his position, but communication with the younger guys, helping them with their technique and things like that. He's been great. He's had a good camp, and I look forward to seeing him play out there tonight.
When we talk about the Patriots, most of the talk comes that you've had two quarterbacks over the course of your tenure here. You had two kickers. You really had two backside tackles too. It's Matt Light and it was Nate Solder. Talk about your tackles now. With Cannon getting nicked up and missing some reps there. Kick Waddle over to the right, and you big Trent Brown obviously on the left side. How has he been moving? And of course, you got the rookie Isaiah Wynn. Does he have the ability to play both sides, or do you want him to stay on the left?
Right. Well, I think a lot of those, I think really all those guys are pretty flexible. They've all played both sides. Cannon's played both sides. Waddle's played both sides. Brown's played left for us, but played right for San Francisco. I think Wynn can certainly do that. So, we'll see how all that comes together, but I think that we have some options there, and we'll give these guys a chance to play against some good competition this week, next week, against Carolina, and just see how it all unfolds. But there's good competition at the tackle position, and we do have, I think, some flexibility in terms of side-to-side, swing tackle, and that type of thing. I don't think they're one position players, so we'll see. See what our best combination is and see how those guys do in the various spots.
It's odd observing knee injuries. You see guys come off the knee. Some guys react differently. Some guys wear the brace. Some guys don't wear the brace. A guy like Edelman looks like he's pounding his feet. He's cutting. He says, I quite don't have it yet, but it looks good. How close is Cyrus Jones coming off his knee injury?
He's making progress. I don't think he's quite as far along as Julian is or Derek Rivers, but he's definitely making progress, and hopefully we'll start to see some of him soon.
the pickup and acquisition of Eric Decker, obviously it was with Josh before. Pretty much same terminology. Is it an easier, I don't want to say easy, but, you know, coming in 2 days, like he can function in a game situation?
Yeah, well, Eric is a smart player, and he has a lot of experience, and he has some experience in our system with Josh when he was in Denver. So I think that his transition will probably be a little quicker than maybe some other guys, but there's still a lot to learn, you know, a lot to absorb. So we'll be pretty basic at this point this week and even the next couple weeks. So I don't think that the learning and the overall system is too much at this point. The wheels start spinning faster as we get into the regular season, but for right now, I think it's manageable, especially for an experienced player like Eric.
You had two guys visit this past week at the end of practice. I've talked to you about Willie McGinnis. We don't have to talk about Willie, but there was this tall, skinny old guy, balding, gray hair up there. I'm like, who the heck is that guy? And I'm looking, and end up hearing it's Al Groh, former defensive quarter. What did Al tell the team? It was good to have Al around.
Yeah, it was great to see Al. Al was came over to do an interview as part of the Willie McGinnis piece, and you know, he just talked in some general terms about the success of what it takes to be successful, and you know, how important training camp and fundamentals are to a season, that type of thing. It was a good message, well received.
All right, preseason game number one. Stay healthy. Good luck tonight. Go get them.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, there's Bill Belichick back up to Beetle at Splitsville.